morning, Gardner Dental Arts. This is Megan.
Hey, Megan. Is David in by chance?
Oh, let me see if he's available. May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Tyler with Cardiff.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Thank you.
Tyler, he actually can't get to the phone at the moment. Could I take a message?
Yeah, you actually might be able to help me out then. I'm just trying to follow up with some financing that was done with Wells Fargo. Is there maybe a controller or an office manager available that I could speak to?
The office manager actually just left too.
Okay. Does David maybe have a voicemail or an email there? I can leave some details there for when he gets a minute, or?
He doesn't have a voicemail, but I could give you his email.
Yeah, what's a good email there for him?
It's all one word, Gardner Dental Arts.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay, yeah, I'll shoot that information over there. I was actually just following up with an offer we had extended about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So I just kind of wanted to see if you had received it. If not, though, I'll have the summary there in the email.
Okay.
Do you mind maybe just passing along a note, just so he knows
yeah.
I called?
Yeah.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
My name is Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling with Cardiff. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank.
Okay.
And my direct dial is 858-252-
mm-hmm.
1496. And if you could just put it, it's in reference to an offer for him to just refer to the email there. I'll put the details in there. I just kind of wanted to see the status of the business and if there was any plans for growth there you might have in the near future we might be able to help him out with.
Okay.
If you don't mind me asking, how's business been for you guys this year?
Really good. Summer is typically our slower time.
Yeah.
And
school's
so
out of session.
True. Yep, exactly. So, but yeah, otherwise we've been doing really well.
Okay. Have you guys,
mm-hmm.
have you picked up any of the newer milling pieces of equipment there? Have you guys implemented that into your operations?
We did, yeah. A little over about a year and a half ago we started milling.
I see. So, how's that been working
mm-hmm.
out for you?
Oh, it was a lifesaver. We were outsourcing so much. It was,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's been great.
Yeah, I've been working with a lot of companies there and in your industry, and everyone's trying to either get their hands on them or get more of them just so that they don't have to outsource there, just like
oh,
you
yeah.
guys said.
I mean, it gets to a point where the amount of money we were spending on outsourcing, we could have been making payments for the mill, so.
Yeah.
It's been great, yeah.
That's kind of what I've been hearing, too, is
mm-hmm.
it costs almost just as much to rent than it is to own the machine, so.
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually pretty crazy there. Did you guys have to bring any new employees on there for when you brought on that equipment, or was it pretty easy to get the training process on it?
No, yeah, the training was really easy. We already, it was myself and one other guy that do the milling, and I had a background in graphic design, so I was already familiar with the CAD/CAM, and the machine itself is, I mean, we haven't had really any issues with it. Pretty easy to use, so.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
guys are kind of smaller operations there, too.
We are, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a tough industry there for the past few years there with these big dogs here that have been kind of taking over, but it's good to see you guys are still growing.
Yeah, we have some very loyal customers, so that helps.
I was gonna say it's a lot of repeat loyal business there I'm sure
oh, yeah.
you guys deal with.
Yep, definitely.
Perfect. Yeah, if you could just pass along that note then to David, just let him know I called. I'll put together this email right now. Do you know if he discussed anything about maybe bringing on more equipment or capital for some projects he was looking to take on? Or
that I really don't know. I think, I really have no idea. I couldn't tell you.
That's fine. Is there maybe a time of the day when he is available to speak, or is it just kind of hit and miss throughout the day?
It's really hit or miss. It's kind of, if we're slow, he takes time off. If we're busy, he doesn't have time to do much.
Very well.
So it's day by day.
I got you. And you guys are probably looking to probably ramp up here with school getting back into session, I'm assuming.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Very well. Yeah, if you could just, like I said, pass that note along. Hopefully I can touch base here in the next day or two and see if David has any plans we might be able to help him out with.
Okay, sounds good.
I appreciate the help. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.